Hi, welcome back to the BNN podcast. This is Bryn Brown and Ryan Holderbach with Becca Kraft and Abby Matthews. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. So we are here because you both are committed and just signed to play college sport. So where have you committed and what for?
So I committed to Ossipee State University for soccer.
I committed to the University of Alabama for rowing.
So Becca, how did you come to find rowing? Like, not very many people at Baden have ever done it. You might be the first one that's ever committed to do it in Division I.
I think she is the first one that's ever committed to a college for rowing, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of weird because, like, I used to do basketball and soccer here at Baden. And so I, like, have been doing it for so long. And then, like, driving to and from practices for Baden, we would always see them on the water rowing. And I just got really interested. And I just did a lot of research and kind of just went to an opening practice for them, met their head coach. I kind of just like fell in love with it from there. And my initial plan was actually to do both basketball and rowing and just see how that worked. And then I ended up not touching a basketball for about 4 months. So that kind of made the decision for me. But yeah.
Nice. So Abby, how long have you played soccer?
I've played soccer pretty much since I was like 3. So, pretty long time.
Yeah, so you played through grade school. Like, Sacred Heart didn't have a team, so were you playing solely club?
Yeah. Yeah, I just played for my club team.
Cool. What club did you play for?
Cup.
Did you like it there?
Yeah. Yeah, I've always loved it.
And you always played there. Did you ever
I moved there probably in, like, fourth grade. But before that, it was just, like the younger team. It didn't really matter.
YMCA
like,
yeah.
Where did you guys get offers from?
I got offers from High Point University in North Carolina, Old Dominion University in Virginia, the University of Kansas, and then Tennessee.
So how did you go about like picking that? I mean, I know you were dead set on like Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I was for the longest time, for about a year before like I started actually getting into the college search, I was really dead set on Tennessee. And there was some stuff that happened between communication and I started getting more in touch with different schools, and then Alabama kind of reached out to me and we met up in Oklahoma, and I just lost touch with Tennessee after that point.
And Abby?
My recruiting process had kind of just started when I committed to Ossipee, so I wasn't really talking to a whole lot. I had an offer from Wright State, and then I was about to go visit Indiana State, and then I had a few other like visits set up. But when I visited Ossipee, I just like really liked it. I really liked the coach. They gave me my offer like as soon as I got home, and then I just committed like a few weeks after.
So how have your guys' family and friends helped you through this tough decision, like picking a college? How have your parents played a role in that?
Yeah, my parents played a pretty big role. Like, they've always been supportive, but they both went on my visit with me to Ossipee, and they also really liked it, which really helped me make my decision.
And you have a bunch of older siblings. Do any of them go there, or did that play a role in any of your decisions?
Not really, just because, like, they were all away at college, so, but, I mean, they were just supportive the whole time.
And Becca?
Yeah, my parents did play a big part in it. My mom went to the Kansas visit with me, and everyone in my family went to the one in Alabama, and that was definitely a big thing, was just seeing how everyone interacted with my family on the team, because it was, like, how they're going to act in front of the people versus just me. So that was a big part of it, and then they just always supported me through it, so.
Are there any tips that you guys would give anyone trying to play sports in college?
My one thing would be, like, don't rush yourself, because I feel like there were a few girls on my team that are really good, and they committed, like, right away just to big schools, and I kind of felt, like, really stressed that, like, I was going to run out of opportunities. But then, like, Ossipee, like, they saw me at a showcase, and then after that, it just, like, it happened. Like, it happened so fast.
Yeah, so how did you get that exposure, just different showcases that your team was to?
Yeah, so I was at a showcase in Florida, and they, like, reached out to me, and my dad, like, knew the school just because he's really into this stuff. Like, he kind of knows pretty much every D1 school. And I actually think I contacted them, or they told me that they tried to contact me earlier, but I think they like spelled my name wrong or something. Like, as soon as recruiting opened up, they tried to, and so it kind of just came back, and then they ended up contacting me after the showcase, and then I talked with them on the phone a lot, and then I went up there, and I just really liked it.
Yeah, was that showcase with Baden, or was it with your club team?
It was with my club team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you recommend like a club team for any sport that has
yeah,
that sort of thing?
Definitely for soccer. I think the biggest exposure is like kind of like who you play for a club. It kind of can make a big difference, like your exposure. So those showcases really help for sure.
Sure. And Becca?
Yeah, well, I would say the same thing. Like, club is definitely a big part of it, because like for different schools that I'm rowing, it's like harder because they have to meet different requirements to be able to go to regattas. And like, so like club has definitely been a big part of that. And then like just being like patient, because like I was also like really stressed out in line because all these other people were like getting offers or getting emails back. And like sometimes you'd be 3 or 4 emails like after and they still wouldn't have responded. But we just have to take into consideration that like they are on a whole different side of the process than you are. Like, they have a team that they have to manage for practice. They have all these other responsibilities at the university, and it's like they'll get to you and they like actually want to get back to you, but it just takes longer. So just like being patient about it.
So Becca, not many people probably ever have watched rowing besides probably the Olympics. Can you like go like explain?
Yeah, is there
how
like different positions
works,
or like?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big team sport, and so most college races consist of 8s and 4s, which is just each person has one oar, and there are 8 people in a boat plus coxswain, and then for the 4s, it's the same way, plus a coxswain, and so then you do practices all throughout fall and winter and training, and then when it comes to spring, you go to regattas, which is basically like, I like to think of it as a track meet on water. Like, you have all these different events, and then each race counts for a certain amount of points to reach just who gets first, second, and third. And it's just those different regattas that you go to during the year.
What's a coxswain?
They're basically the person who keeps direction in the boat, so they keep the boat straight, and they're also a big motivator in the boat, so they just talk you through the race and kind of just keep everyone on that positive mindset.
So playing sports in high school is a hard balance sometimes, so how have you guys been able to keep that balance?
My biggest thing is probably like my time management. I feel like I definitely struggled freshman year because I played 4 sports my freshman year, so it was definitely a lot. But
what sports did you play?
So I ran track, cross country, and then I played basketball and soccer.
You went to state in cross country. Right?
Yeah, yeah. In cross country and soccer in the same season.
Yeah.
Which was definitely really hard to handle because every day after school I would like have soccer, and then straight after I'd have cross country, and then I'd have like a lot of schoolwork when I got home. So.
Yeah, even on your signing day, Mr. Allen was talking about how you ran a cross country meet and then went to a soccer game, and he said, weren't you just at cross country? And you were like, yeah, don't tell me.
Yeah, that was probably my freshman year, because my freshman year coach wasn't a huge fan of me doing both, so.
So what made you quit cross country? Because you were obviously like talented in it and you're fast, so what made that switch? Did you just not enjoy it?
Yeah, so I ran all the way up through my junior year. So this is my first year not running, which was kind of hard because I did miss it. But it was definitely for the best, just so I could focus on soccer, because I really want to like be at my absolute best when I get to college. Because my club coach always tells me, like, when you commit, that's just the start of it. Because a lot of people will commit and then they kind of relax and think they've done all the hard work. But he always reminds me to like keep working.
So you never thought about going to college for cross country?
Not really, no. Soccer's always been my favorite sport, so.
And Becca, how have you kept a balance in high school and sports?
I think mine was also time management, because like we would like leave school and then I would have 2-hour break between that and then heading to practice. So it was just like getting home, getting stuff done, and then trying to get as much homework done as I could before leaving, and then like not sticking around practice past what I needed to, and getting home and getting stuff done.
So how have you both prepared to be a college athlete?
I've just tried to keep training, pick up the training a little bit. Like sometimes I'll do 2 days if I can.
Yeah, I know it's gonna get hard soon just with like
senioritis.
Senioritis, yeah. Getting senioritis and just like not wanting to try, but I mean for you guys, I mean your season isn't over yet. It's just barely starting. Right? When's rowing? When is I have no idea.
It's kinda like year long.
So you just can't give up.
And no.
You guys are both gonna major. Abby, you wanna do speech pathology, right?
Yeah.
So is that like a lot of science courses, I assume?
Yeah, and I think it's like a 6-year, so.
Yeah, so you have to keep working on that time management and stuff. And Becca, you wanna do biomedical?
Yeah, I wanna do work with like prosthetics and stuff, so
yeah.
Brandon was just talking about Signing Day a couple minutes ago. What were you guys' thoughts on that?
I thought it was pretty exciting, especially with how many people that like were able to come and see it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that they let you like invite your classmates. It's a lot more fun.
Thank you for joining us today, Beck and Abby. We wish you both luck in the next few years of your life and many more great things to come.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Now we will be moving on to Cooper Ellis and Rowan Brown to talk about the upcoming boys basketball season. All right, to start it off, what are you guys looking forward to going into this season?
I'm looking forward to the locker room before the games and the coach's pep talks and just listening to music and everyone getting locked in, getting ready to go.
Yeah, I think everyone's mostly excited. I think we're trying to prove a point like we did last year and continue the same run and see if we are really who we are and.
Yeah, so I mean, you guys made a good run last year, obviously. So, what's the team looking like this year?
I feel like we just gotta keep on praising what coach is preaching, and practice is a really big thing for us. If we can practice very good, then you know what they say, practice how you play, and if we practice good, we'll play good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking a lot different too. If you think about it, we lost a lot apparently with Grant, you know, one of our bigger dudes.
Yes.
And losing Aiden and Ritzy and all them. But I think we found a different team in ourselves as more athletic and more getting able to get the ball up the floor. So I think, but Coop is right that Fleming starts it off with practice, and he's a very detail-oriented guy, and that's where it starts for him.
Yeah, for sure. And you talked about you guys lost a lot, but are there any new freshmen or transfers coming in that you're excited for and think can make a big impact this season?
We've got one freshman named Nolan Edwards, and he's been doing a pretty good job. I feel like it's a lot of guys coming in the junior class this year, a lot of guards, so we'll be very fast-paced. We got a lot of shooters, and we just got to be the most physical people on the court at all times.
For sure.
Is he practicing with varsity?
Yeah, and scrimmages too.
And what's your guys' mindset after coming off such a successful season?
I think for the seniors that left, I think they're, I would say, very proud of what they've overcome, but I think from a Fleming standpoint and all the other coaches is that it's a new year and we're not looking to pass. It doesn't really mean much. I mean, after each scrimmages we've had this preseason, even if we first everyone to Elder and we did pretty well and he likely saw the next practice day, he was like, hey, it's over next day. So I think that's how he views last year. It's just put it behind you, you know, it doesn't really mean much right now.
something that you want to go through again, and I think we're going to do whatever we can just to get past where we were last year.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on to our first segment here. Each of the past few episodes, we've asked the athletes about any superstitions or anything like that that they have. So do you guys have any superstitions or rituals that you have to do before or during a game or anything like that?
Yeah, we have to listen to Hit About It by Lil Yachty. Like, it gets everyone in that mode. People start banging lockers, going crazy. I mean, even MJ knows the words at this point. And yeah, that just gets us going.
Yeah, I focus on the same thing basically. I think it's just the whole music pregame rituals that we do. I mean, we scrimmaged the Kings the other day, and Fleming was asking me where my speaker was, so I think he's already ready for that. Because I got this big boom box coming in that I'm going to bring this year. So, where'd we bump it?
So, when did each of you start playing basketball?
For me, I started back in upward. I don't even know what grade that is, to be honest. But
too.
They had the really low rims, a lot of young kids. Can't really like tell if anyone's good or not, but that's when I started.
I started at the little Fairfield League. I forget what it's called, but Gracie Cosgrove was on my team. She was the only girl in the boys' league, and she dominated.
Do either of you have a player in the NBA that you look up to as like a role model? Or just a favorite player?
All time, I'd say Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I'd say that too. Yeah. He's the GOAT, right?
Yeah, but there's no... If someone questions me, I love Ron better than him, then they got an issue. That's something that I take pride in. Yeah. Right now, I think Steph Curry's my dude. Mm-hmm. I think just the way he does everything with, I would say, a pride in him.
Right now, I would probably say LaMelo Ball. Mm-hmm. I like how like crafty he is, pass, he can shoot, and I feel like he's having a good year so far.
Yeah, for sure. So you said you've both been playing basketball since you were a kid, so a long time, obviously. So, I mean, this can be any shot you've ever made, but what's, like, the biggest or, like, the most memorable shot you remember making ever?
I would say probably at UD last year. Mm-hmm. It was, like, a tie game with, like, 5 minutes left. They got the rebound off a missed layup, passed it, Grant stole it, he threw it to me, and I shot, like, a 35-footer, and it was just, crowd was going crazy, energy was there, it was a good shot.
Yeah, for sure.
Me, personally, I don't think I can name one for you from all my years, but
yep.
For someone that I can watch, I would say Coop's jelly layup last year against Wyoming in the first quarter. It was probably the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I was there.
So you've both been playing basketball at Baden now, so what are your favorite Baden basketball memories through your time here so far?
For me, it's probably sophomore year. We were like 1-9, pretty sure, and I hadn't played really, but then Cracky told me I practiced, just get ready to go. Went in versus Bellbrook and we won, and I think I had like 15 points in my first varsity performance, so probably that.
Yeah, I think my sophomore year as well, when we were with Cracky, and we played Elder, we were 1-9, or 1-something, and then Elder was coming in like a Saturday afternoon that beat him.
After we just got blown up by 40 by Carroll.
Yeah, this was the day after we played Friday night at Carroll. And, you know, so me and him, sophomore year, we should at the end of the bench, usually we're the ones talking and stuff, doing the sellies and everything.
Yeah.
But this was really weird to me. It was like a one possession game. And me and him were sitting at the end of the bench, and all I hear, I was like, row and go. And I was like, row. And I'm like the last dude at the bench, not even ready to go. And so Cosgrove's pointing at me to go in. He's like, this is a dude that can handle the ball. So I went in and handled it, and then I got fouled. I made 1 out of 2 free throws, but we should have won the game and lost.
All right. All right, we're going to move into another little segment here. All right. Who would you guys' dream team be to play with, past or present?
Like full-time starting 5 NBA?
Yeah, starting 5.
Are we in the starting 5?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One, for me, Curry. 2, Jordan. 3, me. 4, probably LeBron. And then 5, give me like Wilt Chamberlain. Undefeated.
For me, I think running the point would be Curry. Shooting would be
So obviously, Coach Fleming came in last year and you guys made a deep run. So how are you guys feeling about him in his second year now?
Yeah, I think him coming in was something I think this program really needed.
Mm-hmm.
From all the coaches that I've been coached by, especially like coming from Trekkie my sophomore year, and a different coach at Ross my freshman year, and then Fleming moving in. I think Fleming having that experience of just, you know, being a Division I basketball player, knowing what it takes to be that good of a team, is something that this program really needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's done a great job coming in. It's a lot, and everyone has said that coming through him, but again, we put in the work and we get what we want out of it, and we did last year.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you know, he came in knowing that Baden basketball wasn't something that was like good or, you know, but after last year's run, I feel like that's the standard now. Like, that's what he wants to expect, and that's just what we got to give him.
Yeah, for sure.
What matchups are you guys most excited for this season?
At LaSalle. Versus Hamilton.
Yeah, I think at LaSalle's going to be huge, especially since Fleming wanted to stay and deny the job. I think that's going to be probably the biggest one for us.
When
is that? I'm ready for Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday's going to be sweet too.
First game, that's really.
November 29th, good. Blackout.
When is the LaSalle game?
It's later in the year, I don't know yet. It's top man.
So do you guys think that now that Coach Fleming's been here a little while and he's in his second year, do you think he's more comfortable here? And how do you think that affects you guys' ability to make a run this year?
I would say he's more comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's just because of just being around the environment for the whole year, like prior to. But at the same time, I wouldn't say he is comfortable because we lost almost a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes, and we brought up a whole new team that didn't really see minutes last year, and I think that's something that he's got to adjust to, which I think Coach Mangino has done a really good job of prepping us for these juniors and sophomores that are going to be able to play this year.
Yeah.
But I think that's something that he's not going to be used to, but I think he's ready to take it on.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say he's more comfortable, you know, I mean, he's around the school every day, he gets to talk to all the players. His coaching staff is the same this year. I mean, like, everybody, all the coaches play their own role.
Yeah.
And they all, like, do what they have to do, and it makes it together almost pretty good.
All right, we're going to play a little game now. So we're going to have each of you say 3, 2, 1, count down, and just say any random word. And then take a few rounds and see if you can, you know, see what the word is, think a little bit. But you can't talk to each other and try and say the same word at the same time.
All right.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Basketball. Water. Oh my gosh. Come on.
Water and basketball?
Come on.
You ready?
Come on.
Alright.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
MJ.
MJ!
I was thinking MJ too.
MJ, that was
3-pointer and MJ?
Alright, 3, 2, 1.
Boom.
What'd you say?
Boom.
I don't know.
Layup.
All right.
Three, two, one.
And
clock.
One.
Is it?
And one.
And one clock.
And one clock. Alright.
I think I got it.
Okay.
Alright. Three, two, one.
Rest.
Foul. Because you can see the fouls
okay.
on the clock and the wrist.
Yep.
Alright, three, two, one.
Steal.
Ref. Steal
or ref? Alright, let's think back. Steal or ref?
Steal or ref?
Think back. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Ref.
Turnover.
That's bad.
Turnover and ref?
Turnover and ref.
Alright, nice shot.
Ref. Okay.
Alright, we got it. This is okay. Come on. Alright.
Alright. Three, two, one.
Steal.
Come on.
There you
go.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Alright, well, I think we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys for being on today, and good luck this season.
Thank you
guys for having us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, and congratulations to Lucy Hyde, Jasmine Starks, and Olivia Schmidt for committing to play volleyball, and Chase Luby and Cade Bowling for baseball. Go Rams. Oh.